Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you, who make all things possible. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people with wisdom and discernment for the days to come. Thank you for drawing your people unto you. Thank you for granting repentance from the great apostasy that Christianity is today. Thank you, Lord, for returning us to the original covenant. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, I'm going to continue with death separates the fleshly from the spiritual. And I'm going to share a report by CBS News here, just a piece of it, which will let you know what's going on. This is CBS News Delta COVID variant report, June the 17th, 2021. Anna Marie Green reports in Health Watch. Well, let me point out to you that this is a deep state mockingbird press allied with the CIA and the people who created COVID and very much with China. So they have an axe to grind. Just want to point that out to you. So hear what they have to say because it's important. Doctors are raising concerns about the spread of the Delta COVID variant, first detected in India. They say unvaccinated people are most at risk. Well, of course, what else would they say? Because they are targeting us with the vaccine. And they're claiming people are dying from the variant when it's the vaccine. And now that they claim a variant, they will probably need another vaccine, which is what everybody predicted they would do. They have done. Did you know that the Red Cross has stated that they cannot use the blood from a vaccinated person because they have no antibodies? In other words, their natural immunity to all diseases is destroyed. That's what we've heard from the beginning about this, from the people who are being honest. And by the way, some of them are disappearing. So pray for those who are telling you the truth. Vicky Batiste, the report goes on, reports this. Our summer of freedom may be in jeopardy as the Delta variant spreads across the U.S. Cases now nearly doubling every 2 weeks. But let me say, since they have not been able to identify COVID or provide a sample of it, the variant must be the same thing. You know, this is just, they say it, so you're supposed to believe it, right? And then Dr. Fauci said, it tends to look like it might even be more serious in making people ill. Well, this is the man who invested in Wuhan Lab, along with Bill Gates. That's right. They were behind the COVID in the first place. Delta first found in India is now responsible for almost 10% of the new COVID cases here in the U.S. And how can you tell? Well, because people are dying from the vaccine, so we need a new culprit to blame it on, right? And where is the science? Well, nobody's ever come up with it. Dr. Osterholm says, Now we know that the Delta virus is anywhere from 50% to 60% more infectious than was the B.1.1.7. So this is surely a grave concern. Well, we don't have a grave concern if we believe in God's immunity, which He promised in His Word. Please read our book. You know, it's on the front page of our site, God's Vaccine. Epidemiologist Michael Osterholm says those most at risk are anyone with only one dose or unvaccinated. Oh, sure. Actually, what we found is the people who are vaccinated are most at risk of dying whenever they catch another so-called coronavirus. Like kids under 12 or regions where vaccination rates lag. Now they're fixing to tell you where they lag. Well, whenever you get closer and closer to Christians, you find that the vaccination rate lags. Because they don't trust the beast. And they've learned that they are the ones responsible for this in the first place. So why would you trust depopulationists to give you a vaccine? It goes on to say, when you look at the South, where there is a lot of vaccine hesitancy, this is true, how concerned are you about the South? She asked Michael. Well, in particular, the Bible Belt, whom they're trying to convince to take this. Actually, the only people who are going to take this is the people who do not believe that I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. They don't believe that. By whose stripes you were healed. They don't believe that. They claim to be Christian, but they do not believe their Bible. That's what we call apostates, falling away. These are people who have fallen away from what was given 2,000 years ago. Okay, and that's a major part of what we loosely call Christianity. So she asked him, how concerned are you? Well, Dr. Osterholm, I'm very concerned about the South. We have over 100 counties right now that have less than 20% of the residents vaccinated. Oh, thank God. Those are time bombs waiting to happen. Yes, because when the deep state finds out about the hesitancy, they bomb them from heaven again and spray them again with a COVID whatever. And remember, they found COVID-21. On that ship that ran aground. Yes. It was heading for the United States. And he goes on to say, this virus will find you if you're not vaccinated. It will find you if you are vaccinated. Okay. They're flat out telling us that they will be targeting the Bible Belt, where much of the anti-vaxxers and Christians live. And I use the term loosely because it's really not the Bible Belt. If it was the Bible Belt, they wouldn't have any problem with people taking the vaccine. And as it is, many apostates are doing it. And in most cases, it doesn't show up for a couple of months. Okay. Now, I'm not saying the Lord, when people repent, won't heal them. It doesn't matter if they've taken the vaccine or not. If they repent and turn to the Lord and believe that Jesus became accursed for them and he bore our sicknesses, as the Bible clearly states, when they believe that, they can be delivered. Amen. As the Biden administration pushes to get 70% of Americans vaccinated with at least one dose by Independence Day. At least 20 states are now banning so-called vaccine passports. I think that's higher than that now by somewhat. And last one I read was 23 states, and I think it's climbed since then. Which could have encouraged people to get a shot. 45 states and Washington, D.C. are now fully open, but not every American is ready to celebrate. Yes, fully open. Well, people are getting their eyes opened. Let me tell you of a phenomenon that's been happening with us for a little over a week now. And I just started gathering all these together. And we're calling them pertinent texts from our recent morning meetings. This is prayer meetings where everybody prays to the Lord and asks for a verse and then opens their Bible and lets the Lord choose, who is sovereign over all things and works all things after the counsel of his will, to give them these verses. How could is it possible that these verses would all come together in this short period of time if God is not warning the apostate church what's coming? Let me share a few, okay? And we're going to start out with verses that speak specifically about the judgment on the rebellious apostates and factions, okay? First, I'd like to say that, you know, like I said, for a little over a week, we've been getting many verses by faith at random concerning judgment coming to apostate Christianity, coming from deep state Babylon. And this is clearly a warning from God. The vaccines are coming to the time when the number of deaths from them are multiplying. They were attempting to make them to not kill people immediately, but after a few months, okay? Well, it didn't exactly work. The immediate deaths were a warning to people that had common sense. You know, this was a warning from God that far worse is coming. Remember, they designed them that after a few months that they would kill you or give you some disease or whatever, you know. That's the way they designed them. But apostate Christians who do not believe their word are dying, and it's about to get far worse. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 11, we're told, "Now these things happened unto them," speaking about the Jews, "by way of an example," which means a type or a shadow. For who? Well, he goes on to tell you, for who? "And they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come." Oh, so the Jews were a type and a shadow of what would happen to the Christians. Okay? So when the Jews ignored God's word and they were destroyed by the beast kingdom, this was a warning to apostate Christianity who ignores God's words. What happened to the Jews has happened to the church. Ecclesiastes 1, 9, and 10 says, "That which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun." So you see, history prophesies the future. Okay, we find in the Old Testament what was written to the Jews was written to us. Verse 10, "Is there a thing whereof it may be said, see, this is new, it hath been long ago in ages which were before us?" Yes, it is. So we go back over there to find out what is the future from them, from their direction, okay? Okay, Brandy got this verse, Jeremiah 7, 21 through 26. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices, and eat ye flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices, but this thing I commanded them, saying, hearken unto my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk ye in all the way that I command you, that it may be well with you." But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked after their own counsels, and in the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Did you know that a lot of Christians who are so delighted when they receive the Lord in the beginning of their walk go backward and not forward? That's right, because they get captured by some Babylonish religion that teaches them not to believe the Word of God, which is the very thing that brings them into bondage to the beast, because that's what God does throughout history, right? So since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, and by the way, Paul said they were baptized in the Red Sea. That was a type and a shadow for us. It's after their salvation, in other words, right? I have sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff. They did worse than their fathers. And it's true today. And Debbie Finsky got Nahum 1 and 2. And I'm going to read 9 through 12, 13, 14, 15, 14. Yeah. The Lord is a jealous God and avengeth. The Lord avengeth and is full of wrath. The Lord taketh vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Verse 9, what do you devise against the Lord? He will make a full end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For entangled like thorns, and drunken as with their drink, they are consumed utterly as dry stubble. He's talking about a judgment coming against his people. There is one gone forth out of thee that deviseth evil against the Lord, that counseleth wickedness. This is, well, first of all, it's very clear that it's the faction, but it's also the faction in church and government. And these people who profess to be leaders lead the opposite way of what God's word says. They counsel wickedness. They're even telling people that in order for them to come together in the church, everybody needs to be vaccinated. So guess who's going to get wiped out? Apostate Christians, because they listen to their evil counsel. Thus saith the Lord, though they be in full strength, and likewise many, even so shall they be cut down. And he shall pass away. That is those people who are profess to be leaders and give bad counsel that's unbiblical. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. So God's got a cure. He's going to cure. He's going to deliver his people from these false leaders. And now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. Your Babylonish religious captivity is coming to an end, those of you who are the elect. And now I will break his yoke from off of thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. The Lord hath given commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown out of the house of thy gods. Will I cut off the graven image and the molten image, I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Yes. Eve just had a dream that the faction was trying to destroy her son, Elijah, who represents the voice of repentance, because Elijah represents the spirit of repentance in the modern day John the Baptist ministry. And the Lord commanded her to command the building they were all in to fall on them and crush them all for their wickedness. Have we heard an exact prophecy about God doing this in the political realm? Yes. We've had exact prophecies of this in the political realm. Well, when God speaks through a person prophetically, it's not the person doing it. It's not them judging. It's not them not forgiving. It's God. Yeah. Okay, Missy got Lamentations 2, 5 through 10. The Lord has become as an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. You know what her palaces are, right? Since Israel is a type of the church, that's what their palaces are. He hath destroyed his strongholds. He hath multiplied in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. Yeah, of course, Lamentations was written to the people who were taken into captivity because they ignored God's word. So Israel, which was taken into captivity of the beast for their apostasy, is a type of the church today. And he hath violently taken away his tabernacle, as if it were a garden. He hath destroyed his place of assembly. Talking about Israel's place of assembly. Do you think that they will burn some of them down? I particularly do believe that they will do that, just as a sign. The Lord hath caused solemn assembly and Sabbath to be forgotten in Zion, and hath despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest. In other words, the leaders over God's people. The Lord hath cast off his altar. He hath abhorred his sanctuary. He hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. In other words, that which they thought would defend them. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of solemn assembly. The Lord hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. And of course, this is apostate Zion, the leadership of God's people, which turned away from his word. The apostate leadership is leading the apostates to be destroyed by the vaccine plague and now COVID Delta variant, for which they will make another deadly vaccine. For they say it will be the dominant strain. They need money. They need money. They made a lot of money through these vaccines. He has stretched out the line. He hath not withdrawn his hand from destroying. He hath made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars of protection from the enemy. That's my note. He's taken away their protection, destroyed their bars. Their gates are gone. Her king and her princes are among the nations where the law is not. And that's true. They are lawless. God's people are lawless because they don't read their Bible. They trust their preacher. We sent him to Bible school to learn all this to tell us. Of course, they passed on their dribble. The Bible schools did. You know the Bible schools in Jesus' day? That's where all the Pharisees and the Sadducees came from that persecuted him and killed him and his disciples. Oh. Yea, her prophets find no vision from the Lord. That's true. They don't even believe in visions from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground. They keep silence. They have cast up dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. They're in shame, under bondage to the Babylonish beast and the harlot. And Leon got this, Ezekiel 29, 19 through 20. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give the land of Egypt, which represents the world, unto Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which is to us the deep state, who has conquered the world, whether you know it or not, and he will carry off her multitude and take her spoil. And boy, have they been spoiling God's people and the world. Tunnels full of gold and silver, miles and miles of tunnels, have been repatriated by Trump And you want to know how he knows he can bring the economy back up? Yeah. And take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. Yeah, because Nebuchadnezzar plundered the world, it was the wages for his army. The deep state has plundered the world and uses this to bribe everyone. Trump has made the deep state desperate for income to pay their soldiers. He stopped wars. That's how they make a lot of their money, is killing off our young men and women. And they sacrifice them to Satan. I have given him the land of Egypt as his recompense for which he served, because they wrought for me, says the Lord of hosts. Babylon wrought for him? Yes. God turned apostate Christianity over to the deep state beast for chastening. And of course, when there's repentance, the deep state will be conquered. That's God's pattern. But he needs them now. He's given them authority over God's people. And I know that Trump has, you know, hit them with a death blow here. No doubt, in the next few days, you may see and hear of what the deep state has done. And Debbie Finsky got Ezekiel 6:1-7. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face towards the mountains of Israel, the high places of the church that are on every corner, right? With the big steeple sticking up in the air and otherwise. And prophesy unto them, and say, Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, to the mountains and to the hills and to the watercourses and to the valleys. Behold, I, even I, will bring a sword upon you. I will destroy your high places, and your altars shall become desolate, and your sun images, yeah, they have sun images, have you noticed, shall be broken, because, you know, those don't look like Jesus in the first place, do they? Shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols. You know what's an idol to Christians who have been fed this pablum for years and programmed this garbage for years? Their idol is that religion and that preacher that they respect above the Bible. Because when people show them Bible verses, they ignore, we don't believe that. We believe this. What gives anybody a right to believe anything but the covenant? If you don't believe the covenant words in the Bible, you will not partake of it. And I will lay the dead bodies of the children of Israel before their idols. Mm-hmm. I will scatter your bones round about your altars. In all your dwelling places, the cities shall be laid waste. Oh, God wouldn't do that. He's a loving God. He wouldn't do that. He loves us so much, he doesn't want this pollution in his kingdom. And might as well deliver his people from it now, so they can have time to grow up in the kingdom of God by believing the Bible. The cities shall be laid waste, and high places shall be desolate, that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, and your idols may be broken and cease, and your sun images may be hewn down, and your works may be abolished. And the slain shall fall in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Did you know the Lord actually did this? And that this is a type and a shadow for his destruction of apostate Christianity, which is a harlot. It has nothing to do with Christianity. Anybody can a child can read the New Testament one time and realize, something's wrong. We're not doing this. This is not what we believe, but, you know, on and on. So, idolatrous religions of Christianity destroyed by the deep state anarchists and by their vaccines. And Deb Horton got Jeremiah 13:19. The cities of the south are shut up. What could that mean? Oh, it could be a plague, right? In the south. Yeah, in the Bible Belt? Mm-hmm. And there is none to open them. Judah is carried away captive, all of it. It is wholly carried away captive. Well, as we saw in the news report from the deep state mainstream media, the deep state is targeting Christians in the Bible Belt, in the South, with the variant plague, which the deep state is spreading. Whether it's actually a new plague or not, we don't really know. They're just saying so, and they don't have an example of it, and they can't give you a vial of it, you know. So, but mainly they want to force you into fear so that you will take their vaccine. And they make a lot of money off of you dying, right? Because they're depopulationists, right? Well, Brandy got Ezekiel 21, 3 through 7. And say to the land of Israel, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against thee, and will draw forth my sword out of its sheath, and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. Oh my, the righteous and the wicked? Well, notice he's talking about the land of Israel, which was in total apostasy, right? And so the church is too in total apostasy. Most overwhelming majority of the church has never received the Holy Spirit, for goodness sake, which was commanded in the Bible. So they have to make the Bible small and insignificant, right? Well, the children among them, because a lot of people pass through Babylon, right? I passed through it. You know, it didn't take me long because I was reading the Bible day and night. Boy, I tell you, that Bible, it'll deliver you. And so the children among them are being destroyed by their evil spirits, as in Eve's dream. So it's better for them to go home before they too are reprobate, as in the next text that I'm going to share with you, where it says the righteous perish. Yeah. So God delivers people from evil by taking them home sometimes. It's better to die a child and not fully mature and get the greater reward than it is to perish because you become a reprobate listening to these people. Seeing then that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of its sheath against all flesh from the south to the north. Notice they're going to get the south first here in this stage. This is the verse we received. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, have drawn forth my sword out of its sheath, and it shall not return any more. Sigh, therefore, thou son of man, with the breaking of thy loins, and with bitterness shalt thou sigh before their eyes. Yes, it's a terrible thing to watch. And it shall be, when they say unto thee, wherefore sighest thou? That thou shalt say, because of the tidings, for it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble. You know what? A lot of people have not learned to walk by faith in the Lord's promises. And every time something like this rises up, they're in fear. And the fearful are driven to do stupid things. Yes, like trusting in men. And every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it cometh, it shall be done, says the Lord. And Don Laughlin got this. Isaiah 57, 1 through 6. The righteous, here it is again, the righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Oh, that's just exactly what we were talking about. They're taken away from the evil. Is it because they might not stand? Yes. Yeah, they might not. Even from the time you're a baby Christian, you're considered God's. And these people lead the babies away. He entereth into peace. That is, these righteous that perish. He entereth into peace. They rest in their beds, each one that walketh in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, which is the word for witchcraft. Rebellion is witchcraft, right? The seed of the adulterer and the harlot. Against whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom make ye wide mouth and put out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? Well, you know, there's only one seed of the Lord. It's the Word of God. If you're going astray of the Word of God, you're receiving the seed of the world and of the wicked and of these false leaders. Ye that inflame yourselves among the oaks under every green tree, that slay the children in the valleys under the clefts of the rocks. Well, we know that they're slaying the children, right? Among the smooth stones of the valley is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured a drink offering, and thou hast offered an oblation. Shall I be appeased for these things? Well, no, God pours forth his wrath. He can't afford, as it was in the days of Noah, he couldn't afford for these people to raise up offspring. So he brought destruction. God wouldn't do that, they think. But as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Oh, he's going to do it again. Well, not with water, but he's going to do it again. Yes. Don't say God won't do that. You're denying the Word of God. You're opposing God. And Amber got Ezekiel 5, 1 through 9. And thou, son of man, take thee a sharp sword, as a barber's razor, shalt thou take it unto thee, and shalt cause it to pass upon thy head and upon thy beard. Then take thee balances to weigh, and divide the hair. A third part shalt thou burn in the fire in the midst of the city. And when the days of the siege are fulfilled, this is a siege against what was thought to be God's people. And when the days of the siege are fulfilled, and thou shalt take a third part and smite with the sword round about it. And a third part thou shalt scatter to the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And thou shalt take thereof a few in number, and bind them in thy skirts. And of these again shalt thou take, and cast them into the midst of the fire, but for a different purpose, and burn them in the fire. Therefore shall a fire come forth unto all the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations, and the countries are round about her. And she hath rebelled against mine ordinances in doing wickedness more than the nations, because they actually knew what needed to be done, and they denied it. The nations haven't done that. They don't know. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Ignorance is an excuse. If you don't know, you're less likely to get the wrath of God. And against my statutes more than the countries that are round about her, for they have rejected mine ordinances, and as for my statutes, they have not walked in them. And you know, this is a type and a shadow. In Israel, which pointed towards the church, as we read. Therefore thus saith the Lord, because you are turbulent more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept mine ordinances, neither have done after the ordinances of the nations that are round about you, Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, even I am against thee, and I will execute judgments in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations. Yes, they brought a bad witness of Christianity to the nations, a false witness of Christianity. They have lied about God. They have lied about what God believes and what he demands. They have lied. And the world doesn't respect them anymore. When I was young, people respected Christians. They didn't like to, if they cursed around them, a lot of times they excused themselves. You know, not anymore. There's no respect for Christianity, and we can tell why. And I will do in thee that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because of all thine abominations. Yes. Well, we know pestilence and famine and war is coming against apostate Christianity. That was mentioned here. Fire, pestilence, famine, war. And by the way, the tribulation is God just dealing with a larger group. And the beast will, and the harlot will be making war against the saints. Yes. And the number got Jeremiah 14, 15 through 18. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Did you hear what he said? Those people who are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them? That's right. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. The famine is coming. Get ready. We're noticing around here the food shelves in the stores are getting more and more empty again. And they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters. For I will pour their wickedness upon them. And thou shalt say this word unto them, Let mine eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous wound. If I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then behold they that are sick with famine. For both the prophet and the priest go about in the land and have no knowledge. This is true. They are massively ignorant of God's word. And of course they're teaching others that ignorance, but they're teaching them to trust in them. And the history of their dead religion. The deep state has bought up much farmland and been doing weather warfare against the food baskets in order to bring famine. They know they can control people who are hungry, especially if they're the ones handing out the food, right? They can control people. They can make them do things. They can even make them take a vaccine that will kill them. And they firebomb food silos, which we've reported about in the past. Chuck received this, Jeremiah 15, 1 through 3. Then said the Lord unto me, Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind would not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass that when they say unto thee, Whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, Thus saith the Lord, Such is for death to death, and such is for the sword to the sword, and such is for the famine to the famine, and such is for captivity to captivity. Speaking to his people. Christians in the New Testament act like Israel was always so holy. We should pay attention to them. They know. Yeah, just like we should pay attention to the apostate Christian leaders that say such things. And I will appoint over them four kinds, says the Lord, the sword to slay, the dogs to tear, the birds of the heavens, and the beasts of the earth to devour and to destroy. Well, apostates are sentenced to death, sword, famine, captivity, fire. But Jeremiah was saved. He gave the word. They didn't like him. He was constantly persecuted, but he gave the word. And Gano got Isaiah 28:14-19. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scoffers that rule this people that is in Jerusalem, which was, of course, the leadership. You know, the leadership of the other tribes was there to represent their tribes. So the leadership was there in Jerusalem, right? Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol are we at agreement. That's exactly what they're doing. They have a covenant that's not the covenant. The covenant of life that was given unto us is the word of God. And they ignore that and make up their own religion and call it Christianity. Isn't that what the Catholic Church did many years ago, gathering all the religions together? Universal religion. And now they're coming together. The apostates are coming together again. And they've changed the eternal covenant into one of their liking that doesn't include the crucified life, and therefore they have no protection from the curse. They are destroying their people. They are teaching them rebellion and destroying their people. And when the, and it goes on to say, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge. So we'll lie to ourselves, stick our head in the sand, and, make believe it's not going to happen. And under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone. You know, we were given the only foundation, which is Jesus Christ and his word. A stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone of sure foundation. You see, he's saying these people don't have a foundation anymore. How many of their preachers tell them to go home and read their New Testament? Well, if they do that, they get confused, because they've been taught the opposite in church. And guess what they do? Since they're such idolaters, they lay the Bible down and they don't pick it up. He that believeth shall not be in haste. Haste is for people who fear, right? And fear is what people have when they've turned away from the Lord, because the Lord turns them over to these spirits. And I will make justice the line and righteousness the plummet. Oh, no. Honesty. He's going to judge according to the law. The law of gravity here, but it's a law, and it's real, and it always comes to pass, right? I will make justice the line and righteousness the plummet. The plummet hangs straight, you know, every time. God's going to measure them by the word of the Lord, which he said, which Jesus said. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. So once they found out that they are lies, they begin to examine everything that they were told. That they were not going to see the beast, and they were not going to see any trouble. They're all going to fly away to heaven because they're so holy. and your covenant with death shall be annulled. Your agreement with Sheol shall not stand when the overflowing scourge shall pass through. Then you shall be trodden down by it. Well, what happened to their covenant? I mean, it just didn't work, did it? No, if you pervert the covenant, you don't have the everlasting covenant that Jesus gave us. As often as it passeth through, it shall take you. Morning by morning shall it pass through, day and night and by night. And it shall be naught but terror to understand the message. And just, you know, folks, anybody that's, done any study in the scriptures knows that pre-trib all fly away, once saved, always saved, is a lie that they trust in. They've made lies their refuge, giving themselves a deceptive peace with their all fly away, never see the beast or tribulation doctrines. Yeah. Guess what? They're fixing to find out who the beast is, and that it's very much alive, and that it's been plundering them for a long time, and that it has perverted everything, including Christianity. And Judy got this, Jeremiah 37:3-10. And Zedekiah, who was well known in the scriptures as an apostate leader, who brought his people into bondage because God had to bring the beast against them to conquer them because of their apostasy, so on. And Zedekiah, the king, sent Jehukal to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now unto the Lord our God for us." Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. Well, now he was going to pray to God and get a word, and they're not going to like the word. And Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that were besieging Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they break up from Jerusalem. A temporary reprieve, right? Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Thus shall you say to the king of Judah that sent you unto me to inquire of me, Behold, Pharaoh's army, which is come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt in their own land, and the Chaldeans shall come again, and shall fight against this city, and they shall take it, and burn it with fire." Uh-oh. "Thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves, saying, The Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans," the Babylonians, right, "that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet would they rise up every man in his tent and burn this city with fire." Wow. Okay. We know how determined the apostate factious people are. Now, this is, of course, talking about the factious people in the government and that are ruling many states and so on and so forth. But we've run up against these same people, got the same demons, exactly. They're very determined. They never give up chewing on your heels. They never give up. They just keep on coming until God takes them down, which, of course, we know, even from the verses that we're getting, that he's going to do that. So even if they were all wounded, they would rise up every man in his tent and burn this city with fire. And the Trump administrations, I believe, seems to think that they will destroy the deep state faction without losing his base, which is the Christians. But God is saying that the deep state faction will take down the apostates, just as the faction did in the church. Many are deceiving themselves that we're going to have 1,000 years of peace. You know, these New Agers that have joined with the Christians temporarily, but they don't like you either. You just might as well, they criticize you behind your back and so on and so forth. 1,000 years of peace. They never read the book of Revelation. And with their Nasara, Jisara, I'm all for, you know, a more legitimate, honest government that doesn't want to kill us all. I'm all for that. I'll take the lesser of two evils, won't you? But we know from the Word of God that this isn't God's plan right now. Their 1,000 years of peace is Satan's counterfeit for the 1,000-year reign of Christ at the end of the tribulation period. But that's all wicked people there. Did you know all of the Christians have received a glorified body before going into the great and terrible day of the Lord? Or excuse me, they can enter into the very beginning of it because they have to behold the wicked. But before entering into the millennium, 1,000 years. Okay. So, Amber got this. 1 Kings 14, 14 through 16. Moreover, the Lord will raise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam. Now, you remember Jeroboam. He was the factious leader who rebelled against the house of David and made war against the house of David. He was hated by God. God used him to chasten and to bring to the cross, but they were wicked. And of course, when God uses wicked people, it's for a temporary season, and that's till God's people repent. And then the wicked are destroyed. That's God's MO. For the Lord will smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he will root up Israel out of his good land, which he gave to their fathers, and will scatter them beyond the river. Because they have made their Asherim, provoking the Lord to anger. And he will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he has sinned, and wherewith he hath made Israel to sin. Of course, he did what the church does, by the way. He made people leaders and Levites who were not of the Levite family. They were not ordained of God. And he made altars to a false god, the golden calf, the same one they worshipped in Egypt, you know. So, he was a very wicked person. He was trying to keep people from going and worshipping in Jerusalem where the presence of God was. In the temple, right? Didn't want them to do that because then they would turn away from him and kill him. If you get in the presence of God, you're going to get rid of Jeroboam, right? He was the factious leader of his time. And he made Israel to sin. And we have a modern day factious leader who is making God's people to sin. And he's going to end up in the same place. The church is scattered by faction today into all their sects. And when Jesus prayed that we would be one as the Father and Jesus are one. That's right. He prayed that prayer and they've been doing the opposite ever since. And Shay got this. 2 Kings 17, 20 through 23. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David and made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. Yes, and that is, of course, a type of our factions today in the church. And the wicked who turn away from the Lord and the presence of the Lord and do not have the Lord and turn people against the house of David, which represents the man-child ministry of David, right? Even Jesus was promoted to the throne of David, right? The authority over the people of God. And the man-child is, in our day, the same thing. And that's because Jesus is in the man-child body. Just as Jesus dwelt in a body of the Son of David, you know, which was a physical body. And he's doing the same today, except on a larger scale, because Israel now is worldwide. So, obviously, they need a worldwide voice from God. And the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did, and they have. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he spake by all of his servants the prophets. So Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And of course that was the beast. The beast. They were given over to the beast. And notice that the factious leader destroyed his own people. And that's what they do today. And Sue Gilbert got 2 Samuel 18:16-18. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel. For Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into the great pit in the forest. And why did they do that? Because he died, just like Judas did, hung in a tree, because he factioned against David. Sound familiar? And raised over him a very great heap of stones, and all Israel fled every one to his tent. Now Absalom Judas, I'll call him, in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself the pillar, which is in the king's dale. For he said, I have no son. Well, thank God, you know, to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name. Well, that's just like the factious leader, Absalom, was seeking the glory of men rather than God. And you know, I remember telling the factious leader the same thing. You seek the glory of men rather than God. I told him that several times. And he heard it very clearly, but he didn't repent. So, you don't want to listen, church? Matt Farah got Zechariah 1:3-4. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, return unto me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, return ye now from your evil way, and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. How many people are out there trying to get the apostate church to turn to the word of God? And they will not listen. Yes, they will not listen. Well, possibly after they see bloodshed, possibly after they see death, destruction, anarchists rising against them and their religion, people around them turning against them because they won't take the vaccine. I had one brother complaining to me that everybody around him was fingering him like he's the evil one because he wouldn't take the vaccine. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. They've got that spirit in them, too. They think you're doing them wrong instead of them being carriers of it to the whole world. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. And so, what did God do? He always does the same thing. He turns them over to the beast, to destruction, etc. We don't want this evil seed to go forth and replenish the earth. Remember Noah, right? God wiped them out because God, these people, would have seeded the whole earth. He wiped them out. Again, God does that at times in Christianity. He does that at times. He did it among the Jews. Okay. You can't let these people go out there and sow a lie which will destroy people eternally. So is God not justified in his wrath? Of course he is. Michael Hare got Esther 1:13-22. Then the king said unto the wise men who knew times, for so was the king's manner towards all that knew law and judgment, who saw the king's face, and sat first in the kingdom, what shall we do unto Queen Vashti, according to law, because she hath not done the bidding of the king Ahasuerus? By the chamberlains. And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes, and to all the peoples that are in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, by teaching to rebel against her husband, right? So God's first bride of Israel refused to come at the command of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And so a New Testament bride took her place. And you think it can't happen individually? It is happening individually. People in apostasy are not being chosen for the bride. And soon they will know that. The man was confused who was at the wedding feast but didn't have on a wedding garment. You know why? He'd been under religion. We have to be dressed up of Jesus Christ, who is what? The Word of God. For this deed of the queen will come abroad unto all women to make their husbands contemptible in their eyes. And when it shall be reported, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. And this day will the princes of Persia and Media, who have heard of the deed of the queen, say the like unto all the king's princes. So will there arise much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go forth a royal commandment from him, that Vashti come no more before the king Ahasuerus. And by the way, Judaism does not come before King Ahasuerus. It's an apostate religion. We have a new covenant. It made the first one old. And it passed away in Christ, the Bible says. A lot of Christians don't know that yet. And so they're trying to hold to an old covenant that cannot perfect, the Bible says very clearly. So it was commanded that she come no more before the king Ahasuerus, who was at that time the king of kings. And let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And I got to tell you, there are Christians out there that are under the law of religion, or even under the law of the Old Testament, that will not be chosen any more than Hagar was and her Ishmael. They'll not be chosen. They'll miss it because they haven't paid attention to their covenant. To another that's better than she it shall be given. And when the king decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all of his kingdom, for it is great. Yes, it is. It's great. And we're, of course, seeing him as a type of the King of Kings, right? It is great. All the wise will give their husbands honor, both to great and small, because they could see that she was rejected. Vashti, for her rebellion against the king, was rejected. It still happens. It still happens. That's why we got this verse. And the saying pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan, that every man should bear rule in his own house and should speak according to the language of his people. Well, what is the language of his people? It's the word of God. We have to speak in agreement with the word of God. And, to confess him means to speak in agreement with him. Homologeos. And Michael Hergott, Ezekiel 44, 5 through 7. And the Lord said unto me, Son of man, mark well, and behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, all that I say unto thee concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord, and all the laws thereof, and mark well the entrance of the house, with every egress of the sanctuary. So we'll notice that. They need to know the way in and the way out. God's people must know what it is to leave the sanctuary. The place of holiness. Sanctuary means a place of holiness, right? And how to enter the sanctuary. They don't know how to enter the sanctuary. Their leaders don't know how to be holy, meaning separate from the world. They're taken over by the world. How can they be separate from it? They don't know. We study this sanctuary. We study the house to see how to be in the house and what would cause you to be out of the house. And they don't pay attention to that. It's a fearful thing to not understand these things. And thou shalt say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, O ye house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations, in that you have brought in foreigners uncircumcised in heart. Well, now, Paul told us what circumcised in heart was. It was repentance in the New Testament and having a born-again heart, right? Foreigners. The church is full of foreigners and uncircumcised in heart. They're just accept Jesus' false doctrine annuls the scriptural command to repent and believe. So their churches are full of tares who are not born of the word, which comes out of heaven, which is Jesus Christ, the word of God. Men, they obey men. Because you know men don't want to die, and they do not want to go to their cross. But of course, if we don't go to our cross, we don't have anything to do with the Lord. So he said, you have brought in foreigners uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh to be in my sanctuary, to profane it, even my house. When you offer my bread, the fat, and the blood, they have broken my covenant to add unto all your abominations. So Kathleen got this word of judgment on the church. Amos 8, 1 through 3. Thus the Lord showed me, and behold, a basket of summer fruits. Oh, the fruits have been picked. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, The end is come upon my people Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be wailings in that day, says the Lord. The dead bodies shall be many. In every place shall they cast them forth with silence. A sad thing. But people are dying sitting on church pews. And Judy got Hosea 9, 13 through 17. Ephraim, like as I have seen Tyre, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring out his children to the slayer. Ephraim was called the fullness of nations. It represents the Gentiles who took the place of the firstborn. Yes. But they have too apostatized. Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. Miscarrying womb, no fruit. They're not going to bear fruit. Remember in the parable of the sower, the womb was the mind of people who are hearing the gospel. And 3 out of 4 fell away. And all their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them because of the wickedness of their doings. I will drive them, listen carefully, I will drive them out of my house. Doesn't matter if they go to a building, they're not in God's house. I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. Oh, so much for once saved, always saved. And this being assigned to us in the end times, as we read at the beginning, and a repetition of history, which we read at the beginning. So much for once saved, always saved. This is telling people, you go and do whatever you want to do, and you'll be accepted in heaven. But they didn't preach what they preached in the Bible. Repent and believe. And all their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Exactly what we saw from the miscarrying womb. Right? Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay the beloved fruit of their womb. So, when we bring the word of God into our hearts, it is the seed of Christ. Christ is being birthed in us. And yet, the Lord said there would be people who would be twice dead and plucked up by the roots. They were born again and died again. Because they did not hearken unto him, they shall be wanderers among the nations. They did not hearken unto him. Gain O God, Romans 11, 22 through 27. Behold then the goodness and the severity of God towards them that fell, severity, but towards thee, God's goodness. If, now I know people like to remove that if right there, towards thee, that is the Christians, God's goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. So much for once saved, always saved. And Merlene Laughlin, Zechariah 11, 15 through 17. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet again the instruments of a foolish shepherd. Oh my gosh, the land is full of them. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not visit those that are cut off, neither will seek those that are scattered. Does this sound familiar? nor heal that which is broken. Does this sound familiar? Nor feed that which is sound. But he will eat the flesh of the fat sheep and will tear their hooves in pieces. He'll eat their flesh. He's going to plunder them. Take advantage of their flesh. Well, we'll put everybody under the law to give to us so we don't have to be right with God and walk by faith. So we'll eat the flesh of the fat sheep and we'll tear their hooves in pieces. Remember, your hoof is what separates you from the earthly. So they make the foolish sheep walk on the earth. Woe to the worthless shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. His right arm is the arm of the Lord. And his right eye is, of course, the eyes of the church or the prophets. It's utterly darkened. In other words, they don't know what's going to come. They don't have the foggiest idea what's going to come. What they call prophecy is listening to some preacher who learned from other preachers how to be an apostate. Yeah. And Missy got John 10, 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. Yes, they're not out there to plunder the sheep. Remember those early disciples? They didn't take up collections for themselves. They took up collections for other people in need, but they didn't take up any collections for themselves. Did they receive offerings given to them freely? Yes. Yes, they did. But they trusted the Lord. They didn't preach gimme sermons every time they shared the word. John 10, 11 through 18. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, beholds the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf snatcheth them and scattereth them. You're going to see it, and you have seen it. He fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Some of these people charge, some of these TV preachers charge you before they will even come to your church. They charge you. They have not the slightest amount of faith in God. And they do not obey Jesus, who said, freely you have received, freely give. They do not trust God. They retard and retire. Yes, they believe in retirement. Oh my goodness. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine own, and mine own know me. Even as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and they shall become one flock and one shepherd. Therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. In other words, he went to his cross that he might have a greater ministry, right? Yes. No one taketh it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment received I from my Father. So the hirelings will flee, and they'll flee the deep state. And the apostates will look elsewhere. Good. This is good. And people are going to realize that these people are not there for them. You know, they're there for themselves. and they're going to go looking for truth. A massive hemorrhage is about to happen in the Catholic Church when they find out what happened, and they are going to find out what happened, how that their church and its leadership was totally given over to child sacrifice and Satanism. There will be a huge hemorrhage. And some of these people will not just turn off, throw the baby out with the bathwater type thing and never go back to Christ. Some will do that, but some are going to look elsewhere for truth. They're finally getting freed. No more Papa. And Gainol got Jeremiah 5:14-19. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. And this people would, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up thy harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. And they have done it. You're going to find this out. They have done this. They shall eat up thy flocks and thy herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall beat down thy fortified cities wherein thou trustest with the sword. But even in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a full end of you. He's hoping for a remnant of repenters. And it shall come to pass that when you shall say, wherefore hath the Lord our God done all these things unto us? Then shalt thou say unto them, like as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods, demons. Yeah. In your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours, meaning you will go into captivity to the beast. And 2 Corinthians 11:4 says, and if he that preaches another Jesus, whom we did not preach, that's the first people, right, preached. If they preached to you another Jesus than that Jesus, or if you received a different spirit than that they did of that Holy Spirit, which ye did not receive, or a different gospel, which you did not accept, you do well to bear with him. Yeah. Very sarcastic there. They're receiving a different gospel, a different good news than the original one. And there must be repentance. Michael Hare got Romans 3:10-19. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They have all turned aside. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, not so much as one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it speaketh to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be brought under the judgment of God. See, obviously, the world is under the judgment of God, and the worldly church is under the judgment of God. And when he got, Matthew 8:11-12, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast forth into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. You think it's not still true? Well, of course it is. The people that are being called the sons of the kingdom are not really born of the kingdom. That's why they're cast forth into outer darkness. And Judy got Proverbs 6, 12 through 15. A worthless person, a man of iniquity, is he that walketh with a perverse mouth, that winketh with his eyes, that speaketh with his feet, that maketh signs with his fingers, in whose heart is a perverseness, who deviseth evil continually, who sow discord, which is faction, right? Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. On a sudden shall he be broken, and that without remedy. Yes, it's true. It's going to happen. And we don't, like our Lord, we don't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. But I tell you, it has to happen to save people alive. The wicked are destroying God's people. They are wolves. Leon got Amos 5, 6 through 9. Seek the Lord, and you shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and it devour, and there be none to quench it in Bethel, that which means the house of God. Ye who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth. Amen. Missy got Lamentations 3, 55 through 66. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the lowest dungeon. Thou heardest my voice. Hide not thine ear from my breathing at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the cause of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their devices against me. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their devices against me. Yes, those people who were taken into captivity to the beast were persecuting Jeremiah. And just as they do today, they don't want to hear it. The lips of those that rose up against me and their device against me all the day, behold, thou, their sitting down and their rising up, I am their song. Thou wilt render unto them a recompense. O Lord, according to their song, according to their device against me all the day, behold, thou, their sitting down and their rising up, I am their song. Thou wilt render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Thou wilt give them hardness of heart, thy curse unto them. Yes, I've seen them, how that they have no conviction of sin, no conviction of the word. They've received this curse of the hardness of heart. Thou wilt pursue them in anger and destroy them from under the heavens of God, of the Lord. And Deb got Nehemiah 4 and 4. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn back their reproach upon their own head, and give them up for a spoil in the land of captivity. And we just received revelations about the Lord turning the curses sent by the faction of witchcraft towards us back on their own heads. Amen. And Brandy got Amos 5, 10 through 13. They hate him that reproveth in the gate. Yes, they do. And they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. For as much, therefore, as you trample upon the poor and take exactions from him of wheat. You have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not dwell in them. And you have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink the wine thereof. For I know how manifold are your transgressions. You know, the Lord sees. They don't believe and don't act like the Lord sees. He sees them. He sees them walking contrary to his word and justifying it. And how mighty are your sins, ye that afflict the just, that take a bribe, that turn aside the needy in the gate from their right? Therefore he that is prudent shall keep silence in such a time, for it is an evil time. Yeah, a person doesn't want to be killed by these wicked people. But that's their plot, that's their scheme, and they think they're justified. And Brandy got Luke 10, 3 through 11. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Look, wolves. Have you noticed? They were sent only to God's house. Jesus sent them only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They were only sent to God's people. And here he's calling them wolves. The Christians persecute the true, full gospel believers. Wolves. Carry no purse, no wallet, no shoes, and salute no man on the way. And in other words, this is the way he sent them out, and this is the way he sends them out today. And into whatsoever house you shall enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Yes, your peace will return to you again, if there's no son of peace there. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, eat such things as are set before you. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein. Well, of course, they can't do that today. And say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city you shall enter, and they receive you not, go out into the streets thereof, and say, even the dust from your city that cleaveth to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh. Yes, I was sharing the other day about I was called on the carpet in an apostate church and for preaching and saying exactly what the Bible says. And they were persecuting me, coming against me, and so on and so forth. And as I walked out of their crowd of elders there that were gathered together against me, I walked to the front door of the church. They were all standing out there looking at me. And I walked over to the door of the church and knocked my feet off on the door, knocked the dust off my feet, and walked out. And God turned that preacher, the leadership of the church made the preacher a basketball coach, and they turned the church into a nursery for children. Yeah, you think God doesn't manifest judgment when you do what he tells you to do? Judgment will bring repentance and revival among the elect. The wicked will continue to go in the wrong direction. Marlene got this, Psalm 15, 1 through 5. It's a psalm of David. The Lord Who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart. Nobody else is going to be in the holy hill of Zion. Nobody else is going to be in the bride or the man-child. Nobody else. He that slandereth not with his tongue. Oh, slanderers cannot go there. Nor doeth evil to his friend. Nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. These reproachers, that's all they do is go around and criticize people and judge people for things that are totally illegal. For they have no proof of anything whatsoever. They just make stuff up, just like they did about Jesus. They made stuff up. In whose eyes a reprobate is despised, who honoreth them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Amen. And they will be in his holy hill. Right? And Vanessa got Lamentations 3:19 through 26. Remember mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is bowed down within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Yes, wait for the Lord's salvation. Don't do it yourself. That's what's gotten a lot of people in trouble, as they believe in salvation by works. That means we're going to go out to save ourselves. The Lord's not fast enough, and we don't believe his word. Right? Wait for the Lord. Amber got Nehemiah 1:7-9. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. But if you return unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though your outcasts were in the uttermost parts of the heavens, yet will I gather them from thence. And I will bring them into the place that I have chosen to cause my name to dwell there. Amen. And Barry got Psalm 74, 1-3. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why dost thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast gotten of old, which thou hast redeemed to be the tribe of thine inheritance, and Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual ruins, all the evil that the enemy hath done in the sanctuary. Yes, the enemy, considering that the main enemy we have is the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, they have done great destruction in the sanctuary. And Gano got 2 Chronicles 12:12. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, so as not to destroy him altogether. And moreover, in Judah there were good things found. So if a person humbles themselves, they find mercy from God. Humbling yourself is repenting and telling the truth about what you've done. And Matt Farah got Psalm 107, 11 through 13. Because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Amen. Cry to the Lord. Have you turned away from the Lord God, away from the Bible, and ignored God's word because you listened to some preacher that put on a good show and had a fancy suit and so on and so forth, you know? Well, repent and turn to the Lord. Read your Bible. That's what you're going to be judged by, not by what that preacher says, but what thus saith the Lord. When God's people repent, then God punishes the punishers, like the deep state. Yes. Michael Hare got Jeremiah 1, 13 through 19. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a boiling cauldron, and the face thereof is from the north. If you notice in the scriptures, the beast always attacked Israel from the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north evil shall break forth on all the inhabitants of the land, an invasion. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord. They shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah, because they ignored the God's word. That's the reason that all this happened. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, in that they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at them, lest I dismay thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a fortified city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, and against the princes thereof, and against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. How come it's always, when you read through the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, it's one man against a multitude, always. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, says the Lord, to deliver thee. Amen. And Anna got Jeremiah 25, 12 through 14. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, says the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it desolate forever. So, everybody, all of the apostates too, want the deep state to be taken down. Well, the deep state is falling fast, but they will retaliate and repentance is what is really necessary for God to turn on them completely. They still have jobs to do and they're doing it. And they're proving that people that don't believe by their own efforts of saving themselves and have no faith in God, they'll lose their life. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall make bondmen of them. So the nations are turning against the deep state now. because they're realizing what they did. And it's about to be made public, too. Even days of it. Mainstream media is going to be set aside, and the military is going to tell the truth. Even of them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. In other words, he'll march them down to Gitmo. And Shay got this, Isaiah 43:10-14. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, and there is no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and I am God. Yea, since the day that was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. You see, the Lord has many hands, and and he has a left hand. And in his left hand is the wicked, who he uses to come against the righteous. And he will do that until the righteous repent. I will work, and who can hinder? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and I will bring down all of them as fugitives, even the Chaldeans, in the ships of their rejoicing. And, of course, when they're finished chastening the apostates and bringing them to repentance, Cyrus Trump will bring them down. That's what God has ordained him to do. So here's some verses that also fit very well, and it's called, they were all about forgiveness and restoration. And Judy got Ezekiel 16:23-25, and it shall come to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, says the Lord, that thou hast built unto thee a vaulted place, and hast made thee a lofty place in every street. That's them high place churches, right? And thou hast built thy lofty place at the head of every way, and hast made thy beauty an abomination, and hast opened thy feet to every one that passeth by, and multiplied thy whoredom. Did you notice that the mother of harlots, quote unquote, it was the daughter churches that are the harlots. The mother of the harlots. Yes, the mother church, of course. The harlots are the daughters too. 61-63. Then shalt thou remember thy ways, and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder sisters, and thy younger, and I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I have forgiven thee all that thou hast done, says the Lord. So, obviously, all who repent will be forgiven. Amen. And Larry got Numbers 14:19-24. Pardon, I pray thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy loving kindness, according as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But in very deed, as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men that have seen my glory and my signs, which I wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that despised me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. He's a type of those who are alive and remain. He entered in his flesh, into the promised land. And so, obviously, there's few that do that. Kathleen got Zechariah 2, 5 through 13. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, says the Lord. Ho, Zion, escape thou that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. In other words, come out from among them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after glory hath he sent me unto the nations which plundered you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall be a spoil to those that served them. Yes, the Babylonians, the deep state, are going to be servants. And you shall know the Lord of hosts has sent me. So deep state is a spoil, being plundered, but still killing God's apostate people. And afterwards the elect will repent, right? Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, I dwell in the midst of thee, says the Lord, and many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto thee. And the Lord shall inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is waked out of his holy habitation. Awesome promises, too. Romans 5, 6 through 11. For while we were yet weak, in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. Remember that. He died for you. He took away your sins. And Judy, Proverbs 3, 24 through 26. I'll just read parts of these. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. He said, when it cometh, not if it cometh. For the Lord will be thy confidence, and will keep thy foot from being taken. And Matt Farah, Ezekiel 39, 25 through 26. Therefore thus saith the Lord, now will I bring back the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel. Did you notice in Romans that all Israel includes the true church? Not the apostates, the true church, as Paul said. And I will be jealous for my holy name, and they shall bear their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they shall dwell securely in their land, and none shall make them afraid. So shame for past sins makes a good disciple. It did with Paul. He was always trying to make it up, right? Amen. And there are many promises which we will not get to today. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your warnings. We take them seriously. We ask, O God, that you would have mercy on your people, grant repentance quickly, turn their hearts towards you so that the destruction is not as bad. And Lord, we know that you do that. And we ask for your mercy, we ask for your grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you, saints. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. God be with you. Amen. Good night.